My name is Elhavi. So good to be here sharing my story during these crazy times, this quarantine. Being a musician is almost like we're always facing uncertainties and how fragile things are for us musicians. You know, we're constantly having to face cancellations, but either by weather or something happens. And so when this arose in regards of all my gigs getting canceled, I'm like, all right, well, what am I going to do now? You know, we're constantly having to reinvent ourselves and finding new ways to be productive and to also have income. It's been cool for me, actually. I've been capable of taking care of things that I wasn't giving the time before, almost feeling like I didn't have the time to do these things. So now that I'm forced to be at home, I'm actually taking care of all these projects that I had in mind.
Javier, could you give an example of what some of those projects are that you've had the time now to devote energy to?
Yeah, totally. Well, one main project that I had in mind for probably, I would say, years was to, on my YouTube channel, to have guitar lessons, the instructional videos. And because I believe I have we all musicians have our own approach on the instrument, you know, so I wanted to share my approach and how do I see the instrument, my practices, and how I apply certain things, because, you know, we're all unique. So it's something that I wanted to share for many years, and, you know, I actually even made some pilot shootings in the past, and I just never released them. And a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I'm like, you know, I'm just not going to, like, overthink it. I'm just going to do it and release it. And it's been so therapeutical for me, even, you know, just feeling, besides only the teaching, but realizing how much power as musicians we have to give people something to feel comfortable. Like, I believe during this time, people are really relying on us artists, even musically, or, you know, they watch shows, movies, you name it, you know, we are the ones that remind people who they are, you know, and give them that comfort of feeling that they belong somewhere. So I think even with the guitar lessons, you know, now I'm providing also maybe people wanted to pick up the guitar as a hobby, so now they have no excuse. You know, they're at home, so I'm feeling like I'm providing an opportunity for them to explore the guitar through my ways. It's kind of cool.
You wrote on your website that art is a refuge in the face of fear, a blanket during cold times, and a link to the divine spirit we all have. So I feel like that's totally in line with what you're doing to empower people to not only enjoy music while they're in quarantine, but also to explore creating music. Do you believe that everybody has an inner musician?
I believe so, because music starts with listening, in my opinion. You know, we always look outside of ourselves to believe we are something or we're not, you know, so even in regards of divinity, you know, we're always looking outside. You know, we see God as an outside entity when it's inside of us, you know. And I think in regards of talent and things like that, like, we're all musically, and anybody that enjoys music and has the capacity of listening, it's capable of having that that spark and that talent, you know, that just needs to be nurtured. And obviously you got to water the plants, you know, you got to put the work into it. For some people, it's easier than others, but I believe we all have that ability.
In addition to doing these tutorials, you are also doing a Monday night concert.
Yeah.
So that's in line with listening and hopefully gaining inspiration from a talented musician like yourself. Could you talk a little bit about that concert series?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been quite the experience, you know, to transfer from playing live shows when you're actually in front of people and you hear them and you have to, like, keep, you see their faces, you know? So now all of a sudden I'm having to play in front of a screen on my camera, and all I get to do is read comments as they come live, you know, which is nice. And one thing that I've been really enjoying, and I think it's something that I want to keep up even if whenever this thing ends and then we can get back to playing live shows, I think I do want to keep playing these online gigs because people from other places in the world get to see me, you know, not just the local fans that I have. And if you get to only play, I don't know, in Denver, then only my Denver fans can see me. But with these online concerts, you know, I have people from California, people from Mexico, people from Spain, from Argentina, from Texas, the West, the East Coast, and so on, and Canada, and they're all in one place at the same time. You know, it's mm-hmm. quite powerful, and I find, like, this is such a great opportunity for all of us to implement, I guess, using technology in our advantage and also to close the gap between us and the fans too, you know, because we're always relying on promoters or festivals to get the event going and then the promotion. Da, da, da. And with this type of scenario, now we're straight on talking to the fans, you know, talking to the people and make it very personal. And I think it's something, a great opportunity for all of us musicians to start exploring how can we use this in our advantage. You know, I think it's so easy to fall back into a routine that we were accustomed to, that we're used to. So, and I felt like that once all my gigs collapsed and all of a sudden all my bookings were gone in March, and so I didn't have anything for April and May. I didn't feel almost like a suffering. I felt it like almost as a gift to explore new ways instead of relying on my kind of like being in my comfort zone, knowing that I have my regular gigs that come once a month or twice a month. And then it doesn't push you sometimes to do new things and to evolve. So I'm really thrilled, you know. I've been really enjoying this time to explore myself, my capacity, my own limits, expanding my limits on what do I want, and even seeing at the deeper level my intention behind my music, you know, because once I lost even all my sources of income and I kept playing, I was like, now that I remember, I don't do this for money. You know, yeah. I do this because I love sharing an experience with people. I love expressing myself. I love the feeling that it gives me. So it's been so refreshing to almost go back to that place where, like, I don't know, I remember feeling like this when I was a teenager, you know, that it wasn't driven by work or and productivity and making sure I'm having an income. You know, I was just doing it because I love the guitar. So I feel like I've been put back into that place again, forced by this situation that we're all going through. And it's been such a blessing in disguise, in a sense. I know a lot of people are suffering, and but I also been even telling people on my concerts, on my live concerts on Facebook, that, you know, we have the power of our perception, you know, our willpower and our capacity to make any situation good or bad. So I choose to make it good, you know.
So you've taken it as a creative challenge and an opportunity to find the value of your music for yourself that goes beyond the monetary gain.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just so easy, you know, to get wrapped up into making money and spending it. You know, that's been our existence for ever. You know, I grew up with that in mind, and it's just all of a sudden when I see everything collapses, you know, and even now when you see famous artists and everything, they're all at home, and it's almost like everybody has become a human, you know. Now there's no superstars, so there's no division, you know. I feel like this is kind of almost uniting all of us, not only as citizens of a country, but also as like all these stereotypes that we have built, you know, that like a musician is untouchable, like a famous artist is untouchable, but all of a sudden, like, this tiny virus that can attack me can attack that famous superstar too, you mm-hmm. know. So it's like giving us this opportunity to level ourselves, you know. We have built so many paradigms that I felt like they've been forced to be broken. And now it's up to us to choose something new and better, hopefully, and at least for ourselves, like as individuals, and hopefully as a collective, we can also create a new way of understanding why we're here and what is the purpose of life. Like, are we really just supposed to get up every morning and go to work and make that money and spend it on products that you don't even need? You know, all of a sudden I'm not spending any money because I'm more cautious now, but also stores are not open. It's almost refreshing too that I don't find this need to spend money.
Yeah, it's rocking our sense of where value actually resides. I was looking online and found your new single that came out before all this happened, called The Last Goodbye. Would you like to talk a little bit about the influences behind that song?
Yeah, so that single came out in January 24th. I think we released it. And it's funny because it's a song that really shows how eclectic my music can be. Even though I gave it a title of rock flamenco, I find myself to be more of a guitarist that loves experiment with any style. You know, I love music in general, and I love guitar music. So in the case of The Last Goodbye, I wanted to explore more of a folk and bluegrass type of sound, but obviously always keeping my progressive rock type of fusion with it. And I even included elements of the folk and bluegrass, like we used the pedal steel for the song. And yeah, it was such a cool experience to explore those sounds. And now I even include the steel string. Normally I use an nylon string guitar, but on this one I wanted to have the steel string as the main character, kind of. And it's a song that I think it's perfect for this time. And I didn't know that 2 months later we were going to be in this position, you know, 3 months later. But it's a song about letting go and celebrating letting go, you know, instead of finding grief on letting go, you know, sometimes we let go of our relationship. And in this case, where we are right now, we have to let go of our way of life, like as we know it. And it's something that I've been planning on sharing and making a video about that, because even each song of this new album, it's related to a chakra. Like the title of the album is A Gypsy Journey Part 3, Samadhi. And Samadhi is that state of pure bliss, you know, pure connection with divinity when you're meditating, and the yogis, that's the word they use for it. Last Goodbye is related to the first chakra, which is the root chakra, and that's the one that grounds us, the one that attaches to, like, things that we did in childhood, you know, and then you build your character out of that, and sometimes you carry traumas. But then it also has the capacity to clear all those things and renew yourself. You know, it's like the closest to the earth, to the ground. And now after I came up with all those ideas, and then all this is happening, I'm like, oh my God, it's even more relevant than I imagined. To find that place in our hearts and in our being to say, like, you know, this didn't work for me, and I'm letting it go, and I'm thankful, I'm grateful for all the lessons that I got from that experience, but now I need to move on to this new me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have said that, you know, things won't return to how they were, and we will be embracing a sort of new paradigm on the other side of this. Was the album produced? Is it going to be released soon, the full album?
We're going to be releasing one single at a time. The second single is coming out probably the beginning of May. I still haven't set a specific date. We're in the final steps right now, mixing and stuff. I was planning on also making a music video to release it, but now all those plans, because of the situation, now I cannot work on a production the way I imagined it. Mm-hmm. So I'm having to adapt myself to the changes, but I still want to release it. And yeah, it should come out in May, sometime in May, and I'll keep you guys posted.
And there is a beautiful video associated with The Last Goodbye, and that's available at eljavi.com. And there's also information there about your Monday night concert series. Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners at this time, Javier?
Yeah, I would love to hopefully be an inspiration through my music for all of us to keep exploring new possibilities and to really explore what is it that we want out of these, you know? Like, do we really like to go back to how things were, or can we create something that is more aligned to our purpose and with our intention in life? So I'm hoping art can be a reminder of everybody's capacity to keep creating new.
Well, Javier Gutierrez, El Javi, thanks so much for speaking with Katie and Kay. We're, of course, bummed that we won't be experiencing you live this weekend, but so inspired by your words. And we'll definitely be staying tuned on your website for that new single and the full album coming out in pieces. And thank you so much for what you're contributing.
You're welcome. Thank you for the chance to share